American at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Indeed, welcome in. Thanks for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. We've got two very cool guests lined up. We're going to be chatting momentarily with a gentleman from Ford, who's the director of quality, and some really good news for Ford coming out of J.D. Power and Associates this past week. So we'll get the inside scoop on that a little later on. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. He also contributes on the collectible motorcycle side of the front. An expert in the realm of auctions and collectible vehicles. As a matter of fact, we will open up the telephone lines and offer you folks out there who perhaps own an antique car, rare car, unusual car, limited production car, and would like a free estimate of value, we'll be able to help you out as well. Meanwhile, the telephone number for the trivia question out there right now is 855-660-4261. From a previous hour of the broadcast, the question is, who made the Omega? Who made the Omega? That is the question. And also, I'm asking if you've won the Wash Drops prize package that we have been giving out here on the broadcast over the last couple of months. The folks at Wash Drops would like to know if you guys have tried it out, and if so, do you like it? What's the feedback? And just to reward you for calling in and helping me get some audio bites to these folks, we're going to give you an additional prize. So dial us up at that same number, 855-660-4261. But right now, it's my pleasure to go to the guest lines of Auto World and bring forth Mike Hardy, who is Ford's Director of Quality. Hey there, Mike. How you doing?
Absolutely wonderful. How are you today, Bob?
I'm doing fine. I'm feeling a little bit better than earlier today, so that's a good thing, Mike. Congratulations, the folks at J.D. Power & Associates. Their latest 2012 vehicle dependability study has just been released just days ago, and it continues to show Ford's long-term quality is paying off for all of its customers. Tell us all about the big news.
Well, the exciting news for us this week was that we got three beautiful trophies. I've got them sitting at my desk right now, solid brass and glass. Absolutely gorgeous things, and one of them is for the Fusion, and one for the MKZ from Lincoln, and one for the Explorer. And the really cool thing is the Fusion, this is the second year in a row that it's won that one, and for the MKZ, it's the fourth year. 3 years is the MKZ, and then the previous to that, it was also known as the Zephyr, and it's been winning and winning and winning.
That's great, and I understand the Mustang also was triumphant, but they don't give a prize out in that category.
Yeah, the Mustang was highest ranked, but the segment didn't meet their requirements for the you have to have a certain number of vehicles or 80% of the total sales in those couple of vehicles that are in there. So you need at least three. There are only two ranked vehicles in it. That being said, though, the Mustang was in the top 15 or 20 best vehicles, most dependable vehicles in the entire study. So it's a fantastic product.
Absolutely. In addition to those winners, you also did quite well with a number of other vehicles taking the second place, which is not too shabby as well.
Absolutely not too shabby for the Taurus, the MKX, and the Ranger. They're all mentioned in the press release from J.D. Powers as well for being in the top three. So we're pretty excited about that. It's always good to get your name out there in the press for good quality, and it seems like it's been happening more and more lately these last few years.
No question about it. I understand that this particular survey is based on, is it 2009 vehicles? Is that what they were looking at?
It is. It's 2009 model year vehicles. So these are vehicles actually that were sold kind of in the dark days of the auto industry. So this is back 3 years ago when these vehicles were sold. And these are original owners of those products. There's 31,000 people that responded to the survey, all total, and that gave their opinions on it. So what J.D. Powers does is they'll send out, I think it's an 8-page survey, and ask a whole bunch of different questions about whether this went wrong or that went wrong, looking for things like that cover the whole gamut, from wind noise to radio not working properly to engine troubles to check engine lights to everything, as well as once they're done asking the survey on maybe mostly soft failures, then they talk to you about the overall components that you've had replaced on the car within the last 12 months, looking for brake jobs or tire replacements or some engine parts or blower motor, that sort of thing. And then they do an assessment of all that to calculate out the most dependable vehicles.
That sounds fantastic. And again, testimony to all the hard work within the Ford Motor Company in the areas of quality. And tell us a little bit about Ford's kind of mission statement, so to speak, in the realm of quality and durability. What are you telling your folks and your product planners and your engineers and designers? What are some of the goals that you have for Ford?
Well, one of the goals, we absolutely want to be the best in the world in quality of all of the vehicles that we sell everywhere where we sell. And so certainly in North America, that's meant a pretty substantial process that we have that we've been rolling out since prior to 2005 or so, where we've been taking reading every single warranty claim, every single customer contact, every single survey information that we get our hands on, and then shipping it over to the assembly plant that built the vehicle within 24 hours of that contact. Then the engineers there at the product vehicle teams will read through those issues and then try to figure out a way to mitigate that issue so that we no longer have it in the customer's hands for the future. Or if they can't fix it in the plant, then they'll send it back to the design teams back in Dearborn or overseas where the products may be engineered and figure out a way to prevent that circumstance from occurring again. And it's been working real well for us, actually.
It's such a go right ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say that since this survey was conducted with the 2009 model years, we've actually had, well, I guess more since 2007, we've had as much as a 40% reduction in the overall repair rate of our vehicles, and so that's going to give us fantastic results, I hope, in the future in these same sort of studies from J.D. Powers and Associates.
And also in the area of not only quality, but also less maintenance. When you compare the new vehicles of today in the amount of maintenance that they require to the new vehicles of 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, I mean, some huge strides have been made in a variety of areas, such as oil changes and other fluid changes as well.
Absolutely. The days of going in for an oil change at 3,000 miles are gone. Our vehicles today will have a sensor in there that assesses when the oil needs to be changed. You know, consult your owner's manual, of course, for the products that have this. Not everyone has it today, but as we go forward, then the idea is that you will get a light on that says change oil soon, giving you an indication that now's the time to do it. And so what happens is there's a sensor in there that looks at the oil every time that you're running the car and assessing when is the oil really time to change it. There's no sense changing it before it's dirty. And so we just assess it all the time. And now the timing is around 10,000 miles between oil changes, which is a fantastic result.
It certainly is. It's going to save people money, and people are definitely in need of that these days with the challenged economy. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue our conversation with Mike Hardy all about this great news from the Ford Motor Company. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. Yeah. Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, you are. We thank you so much for joining us each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long, along with Mike Hardy, who is Ford's Director of Quality. And in addition to quality, Mike, what's the other area of expertise that you oversee?
It's quality and productivity. So what we're acting on doing is to try to improve the quality of the product and then the productivity, making sure that we have these lean engineering techniques to improve our processes.
I know certainly in today's automotive marketplace, more and more car companies are using what they call global car platforms, and Ford has been leading the way with vehicles like the Ford Fiesta and the Ford Focus is the first time that North America is getting the same focus. In the past, it's been a different focus for North America and a different focus for Europe. And certainly when you look at the recently introduced 2013 Fusion, that vehicle is also going to be sold in Europe, badged a different name, but nevertheless, it's a global company, it's a global world now these days, and I would imagine for you that poses some significant challenges.
Well, it certainly does. One of the things that that we're doing is we're standardizing all of our processes globally, and one of them is our quality improvement process. And so what we've been doing for the last several years is taking the proven practices from North America and then taking that process and rolling it out throughout the globe. Previously, we didn't all operate exactly the same, and the future state is that everyone will be the same. Matter of fact, one of Henry Ford's old quotes, who he is truly the father of lean engineering, was that today's standardization is the necessary foundation on which tomorrow's improvement will be based. If you think of standardization as the best you know today, but which is to be improved tomorrow, you get somewhere. But if you think of standards as confining, then progress stops.
Very, very good quote indeed. Let's talk a little bit about some of the ways that you're constantly evolving the quality at the Ford Motor Company. Number one, I would imagine you have to work hand in hand with your suppliers, because lots of folks don't realize that, you know, Ford is the car company that designs the car, but is also reliant on a number of suppliers for all kinds of different areas of the vehicle. So it's not only the Ford design products, but it's also products that you guys are having designed for the vehicle.
That's correct, and that's a huge part of the overall strategy, is to make sure that you've got the right design parts from the suppliers. We actually hold a meeting every week, every Friday morning, where the global vice president of quality goes through and discusses any issues or any problems that are coming up throughout all of the regions. So it's a global meeting, and it includes the representatives from our supplier technical assistance organization who help us out with any issues that they see from the supply base, anything that needs to be taken care of in the supply base. And we've rolled out the same sort of a process on problem resolution within the suppliers as well, to try to make sure that we get the best absolute pieces of those cars shipped to the assembly plants.
Today we're seeing the average vehicle on the road at one of its highest peaks as far as age. Some people say it's the oldest bunch of vehicles on the road since World War II, so there are a lot of people who are prime to be in a position to want to upgrade to a newer model. And I think a lot of these folks are going to be quite shocked at some of the increases in quality and design and execution across the board. So much has happened in a very short span of time.
It certainly has. And you know, we're talking about J.D. Powers today. But certainly one of the things that's really exciting for us is the Consumer Reports information. And 71% of the tested Ford and Lincoln vehicles are recommended, as well as 90% of the vehicles have average or better reliability, which is absolutely fantastic when it comes from a company that does have a lot of work trucks in our portfolio. And just recently, Consumer Reports reported just in the last couple of weeks that the quality perception of Ford was unsurpassed. So we're right at the top of that list, whereas just a few years ago, we were third in that measure from them in 2010. So we're pretty excited about the quality perception improvements that we've had. And if you just go in there and take a look at the vehicles in the dealership, and you mentioned the 2013 Fusion, as soon as that hits, and I think you've all seen the pictures, it's just a fantastic-looking vehicle, and can't wait to get those out on the road.
Absolutely. I know, and speaking with Jay Mays, the chief creative officer for the Ford Motor Company, he was smiling from ear to ear following the introduction of that that vehicle at Cobo Hall to the media and to the world in January. It's a beautiful kind of game-changing vehicle in that, you know, the current generation Fusion has done extraordinarily well in the sales department, but this really brings it to a new height and level of design and execution, and talk about a wide variety of power plants as well.
Absolutely, with the hybrid available system and the EcoBoost that's in that, we can't wait to get that out on the road and get a ton of them out in people's hands.
That makes a lot of sense. Tell us about some of the things that you're planning to do that you can tell us about. I'm sure there are lots of secret plans within the Ford Motor Company that you'd get in trouble if you spilled the beans here. But what are some of the things that you're working on internally to even further make the quality of Ford products going forward the best of the best?
Well, one of the things that we've done is that we've gone out and done quite a bit of research on what people think about when they use the word quality. And we discovered that it isn't just that the vehicle didn't break. It talks about power and pickup, cup holders, seat comfort, fuel economy, the dealership experience, the sound of the doors closing, safety features, all of that kind of stuff as well. And so then what we did is we went back in through our product development process, and we've taken all of these attributes and then discovered what we believe it is that's going to satisfy the customers the most. We've tried to include all of those different attributes into our Ford model process, so that when we design the new products, then they already have all those features installed, all the ones that people want, without having a trade-off. At one point in time, we used to have a discussion of which one is more important, power and pickup or fuel economy. And the true answer is that people want both.
Yeah.
So that's why when we came out with the 2011 Mustang with the 30 miles per gallon V6 in it and 300 horsepower, that gave the perfect example of getting both, the power and the pickup and the fuel economy.
And turbo lag is a thing of the past. I've experienced it myself in a couple of different Ford products, the Ford Fusion, as well as the Taurus SHO. It's amazing the power delivery on those vehicles. We'll have you hang
for home the fuel economy.
Absolutely, hang with us. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Are you
good,
deep in
okay,
debt?
Then.
Do you have $10,000 or more
okay,
in unsecured
fantastic.
Debt? If you
so
have
I'm
any
glad.
Type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now.
Skinner,
there are
I'm
laws in place which may allow
Skinner.
Us to lower your
just
debt up to 70%.
Call
888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932. Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout throughout the night and day with all-natural lose and snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order lose and snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydro packs, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations as well as GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Mike Hardy is with us, Ford's Director of Quality and Product Planning, and we have been telling you all about the J.D. Power & Associates study, the Vehicle Dependability Study for 2012, in which Ford's long-term quality is paying off for its customers. Ford has 6 vehicles ranked in the top 3 for long-term durability in the annual J.D. Power & Associates dependability study. So great news for Ford on that one, Mike. And certainly your job can't be getting any easier as we see more and more emphasis on increased quality. But you guys are certainly on a roll here, not only with great products, but continuing to win such great awards as these from J.D. Power & Associates.
That's absolutely right. And this, when you mentioned the word continuing, this is pretty exciting because for us at Ford, this has been the 5th year that Ford has been above industry average in the dependability study. So as a total brand, even with all of our big trucks and the work trucks and all that kind of stuff that goes on, we still have quality that's better than the rest of the industry on average. Yeah?
That's terrific. Well, congratulations on all of the success, and we look forward to further updates from you on all things in the area of quality and productivity from the Ford Motor Company.
Well, thank you very much.
Excellent. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America, and we appreciate you being here with us. We still have that lingering trivia question about a particular car model going back in time. I thought someone would get this one. So, to me, it's very easy. Who made the Omega? how quickly they forget who made the Omega. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Whoever calls in with the correct answer gets a free Wash Drops prize package. And speaking of that, if you have won the Wash Drops prize from us in the last few weeks, the folks at the company would like to know what you think about it. So dial us up at that same number as well, because we would love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to shine a spotlight on the folks at Catskin. And I've had the pleasure of chatting with this gentleman many times over the years, and he is now chief designer for Catskin. It's my pleasure to welcome Dave O'Connell. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bob. How are you? Good to be on your show.
Great to be with you as well. Apologize for a little bit earlier today. I was a little bit under the weather, and luckily I'm feeling better now, but we'll get you rebooked on that program real soon as well. So big news for Catskin at the recently concluded press days of the Chicago International Auto Show. You guys showed off some magnificent products in collaboration with the folks at the Chrysler Group. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it was really a fabulous show for us. We were, for those who don't know, Mopar celebrated their 75th anniversary at the Chicago Auto Show. And they showed five or six very, very nice cars that highlighted all things, all wonderful things Mopar. And we were involved in about four of those interiors. And for us, it was a great honor not only being part of the Mopar celebration, but also, you know, being part of that, the whole story of Mopar and Chrysler and being integrated with that brand, that famous brand so well. It was a really, really exciting time for us at Catskin.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of the great work that you have done. Let's begin by talking a little bit about the Chrysler 300, the 312. Boy, you guys really went to town on that one.
Yeah, and it was, I have to say, you know, it was a collaborative effort between Chrysler Design, Mopar, Catskin, with myself in design, and our production facilities to create those interiors. What was really important about all these interiors, especially on the 300, on the M12, as you mentioned, is to really convey the energy and the excitement. And that car was so breathtaking, and we really had to translate the breathtaking, you know, presence that car exteriors had and translate it onto the inside. So we had this very deep, rich, dark, you know, black graphite leather that was highlighted with Mopar blue stitching and the Mopar Omega M logo on the back of the seat. And it really was striking. And what was really wonderful about it is that it integrated so well with the exterior and made just a very strong package overall.
It's a very kind of almost stealth-looking machine that you've created there, both with that wonderful exterior treatment combined with your wonderful interior treatment.
Yeah, it's definitely the Millennium Falcon. I mean, when you walk up to that car, it just says, I am here, and, you know, it's got a lot of presence, you know, street. And I think to see that car on the street and then knowing that it's coming out in production, you know, albeit in very limited numbers, is just a really a congratulations to Chrysler and to Mopar for building such an amazing car.
Absolutely. Tell us about some of the other work that you unveiled there in Chicago.
Well, we also unveiled the Dart GTS interior, and that is a special, again, a Mopar version of the new Dodge Dart that's coming out. And if you haven't had a chance to see this car, know about it, you know, look it up on the internet. It's a fabulous new C-segment sedan from Dodge. They're bringing back the Dart name, and they're bringing back a lot of the power and the soul that was in some of those special Darts way back in the day. But they're doing it all, you know, in a very new, modern, and contemporary way. So we provided the interior for that car as well in a very, very stunning red and black combination that's extremely modern and extremely sporty. So it was just a really, really, again, just a terrific, you know, cool car that on the outside and likewise on the inside. Again, if you haven't seen the pictures of that, carbon fiber hood, these great wings in the front, chin spoilers in the front and the back. Really nice componentry on that car. The other car we worked on was the Fiat Stinger. Mm. Which was the first time that Mopar has ever done anything for the Fiat. You know, Fiat has always done on their competition models, you know, the ABARS and this kind of thing.
Right.
But this was the first time Mopar actually did something for the 500. And so the outside was done in this very, very vibrant yellow and had from original wraps a very, very sporty and competitive looking black graphic on it. And we came in on the interior and did sort of very much a sporty and complimentary yellow and black interior on that car, which really just, you know, fit it so well and just made, again, a really, really strong statement for that car. You know, that car is such a fun car to work on anyway. And this just took a really innovative little car and made it even more, you know, visually exciting.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Catskin. This is a company that's been around for a while, and it's considered the world leader in automotive leather. And you and I have known each other for a number of years. You're coming over from a position of being a chief designer at an OEM, so this is a big step for you.
Yeah, it is. I was chief designer at Mitsubishi Motors here in California for many, many years. And I joined Catskin about seven or eight months ago, and it was just a wonderful move. Catskin is indeed a company on the go. We're a company on the move, a little bit quiet and maybe secret. We don't want to be a secret anymore. We want to let people know that we're out there, both in terms of our consumer products and our OEM partnerships, which, again, the work we did with Chrysler really shows shows that aspect of what we do. And Catskin, you know, it's been around about 25 years now. We're based here in Los Angeles. All the manufacturing is done here in Los Angeles. It's a great company, a small company compared to, you know, a big ship like Mitsubishi. But where Catskin is really why I'm there is they really want to become known for innovative design. We really want to be the pinnacle, the benchmark for interior design in the automotive world. And that's our goal going forward. And again, with these products, like we're seeing that we're able to do with the Chrysler and Mopar, that's the first steps in achieving this goal of really, you know, letting design lead the company. Which, you know, if you look at a lot of not just automotive, look at a lot of automotive companies, you know, Chrysler, Audi, you know, they're really Kia, Hyundai, for that matter. You know, they're really redefining their brands through fantastic design.
And, so true.
I'm honored and thrilled to be part of a company on the creative side that's
doing the same thing. Hold that thought.
This is Bob Long. I want to introduce you to a company that's new and innovative in the financial services industry and one that I fully endorse. The company is Plan 4 Financial Network. Plan 4 Financial Network was founded to provide planning solutions for businesses and individuals. This is why I chose Plan 4 Financial Network. So give Kevin Janeway, John Abel, or Carl Moore a call at 248-957-8220. That's 248-957-8220. You won't regret it.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine?
Telephone number is toll-free from around North America. If you have a question about catskin leather, we'd love to hear from you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We also got that trivia question out there. Dave O'Connell is with us. He's a chief designer for Catskin, telling us all about these wonderful collaborations done with the folks at the Chrysler Group. You got to check them out if you haven't seen them. The pictures speak 1,000 words. Absolutely gorgeous interior treatments done by Dave and his team. We have a lingering trivia question, so let's go to Pennsylvania and bring forth, I believe it's Dan. Is that correct? Are you with us, Dan?
Hello?
Bill, I'm sorry. I'm having one of those days, Bill. Bill in Pennsylvania, congratulations. Welcome. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Great. We thank you so much for calling and say hello to Dave out there in California.
Hi, Dave.
You ever heard of catskin leather?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, we're going to tell you more about the way they do custom interiors for all kinds of cars, new cars and used cars and lots more. But let's solve the trivia question here about the vehicle known as the Omega. Who made the Omega?
I believe it was Oldsmobile.
I believe you would be correct. Congratulations. What kind of vehicle do you presently drive?
Mercury Sable.
Mercury Sable, very popular vehicle. Well, excellent. We'll hang on the line. We're going to get you a copy. We're going to get you that prize package from Wash Drops, and we will hopefully hear back from you. The folks at Wash Drops would love to hear about your reaction to the product. So congratulations. Don't be a stranger, and please call us again.
Thank you very much.
Dave, let's talk a little bit more about the Catskin Company. You guys have been around for a while. I don't know the exact year the company was founded, but I believe it was back in the 80s or so?
Yeah, it was founded, I think, about 1984 by a gentleman named Mitch Katz and his sister. And they formed this company, and basically it was to, they found a hole in the market where people wanted leather interiors for their cars at a time when they couldn't get them. So he created CATSkin to provide mostly dealers with kits, if you will, that would let someone come in and get a, I think it started with the Honda Accord, to get a leather interior on their Honda Accord. And since then, fast forward now up to 2012, and we have, I think, patterns now for about 2,500 cars. We offer leather in about 200 plus colors.
Wow.
And some other nice things. So we have, we can, any car on the road right now, going back a few years for that matter, we can supply a custom designed unique leather interior for. So it's a really a remarkable business. The interesting thing that I've learned since being here is that, you know, if you ask somebody what they want in a car, 80% of the people will say, I want leather. And leather is the number one asked for thing in the aftermarket sales, more than wheels and tires, more than big engine parts and this kind of thing. It's actually a leather interior. And ironically, the OEMs, or, you know, in sales, only about 30% of the cars sold come with leather. So
right.
There's a huge, you know, hole in the market there that CATSkin can fit. And not only do we fit it, but we fill it with what we feel are the best-looking, highest-quality leather interiors that in many ways surpass what the OEMs can offer.
That's fantastic. And I notice you offer different types of product lineups. There's a premium, CATSkin Premium, CATSkin Custom, and CATSkin Limited Edition. What's the difference between these three tiers?
Yeah, that's a great question. The if you go to our website, www.catskin.com, and if you click on, there's a little button there that says Interior Selector. You can go on and find your car, and I'll use a 2012 Camry as an example. And you can order your Camry in three different grades, if you will. We have premium, which is basically a factory match. So if it's a light gray or a tan, it basically matches the factory interior. The next step up is what we call custom, which takes that factory interior and adds just a little bit of garnish to it. In other words, it might be something that like a contrast double stitch or piping or some perforation that takes a little bit of a step more to something more personalized or more something more unique, for example.
Yep.
And then the third level is what we call limited edition, which is where I get to have my fun. And we'll do a two-tone or a three-tone. And, again, this is where I pull my OEM design experience in. And I look at the whole interior holistically and say, you know, what other materials or colors or things exist in this vehicle that I can pick up and integrate and walk into the seats a little bit to make it, you know, almost literally like, you know, I want the experience for the customer to be when they open up the door of their car, they're looking at a concept car interior. And so many times on the OE side with cloth seats, they tend to be the thing that they sort of ran out of money on, you know?
Yeah, so true.
Even if, you know, even when you say the word cloth seats, it just doesn't sound very exciting. But, you know, when you have a leather interior, it adds so much value and so much excitement and so much credibility to the car. And then again, if it's beautifully designed, if it's professionally designed, and it's configured, if you will, right to what the personality of that car is like, then you've really got something there that the consumer is just absolutely in love with, and just, you know, it just adds to that ownership experience.
And I love
the three levels that we have.
That's great. I love the tagline that you have on your website: Express, Transform, and Drive. So
if I can say just a few words about that, and that's really the core of our company, especially that word transform, because for us it's not just, and I think for the consumer too, it's not just leather seats, it's transforming that interior so that you really, it changes it from something that's dull, perhaps, let's say, to something that's really, really dazzling. That, again, you just, and if you think about it, the first thing you see when you open up the door of your car is the seat. Why shouldn't it be, you know, it should be gorgeous. It should be beautiful. It should be something that you really like to look at and like to sit in. You like to feel it, touch it, smell it, and experience it.
And that's something that comes into the realm of being an investment, too. I mean, not only are you going to enjoy your CATSkin leather interior, but this is going to add additional value to your existing vehicle.
Oh, yeah, it adds tremendous value. In fact, you know, I think when you go to sell a car, if you go to buy a car, and I think once you've owned a car with a leather interior, it's hard to kind of go back to something that didn't have it.
Yeah.
It definitely adds a lot of prestige, and I think especially, hopefully, you know, if it's got a Catskin interior, it adds even more prestige to it, more value to it. But I think the fact that, you know, it's a selling point, you can say, it has this, and it's leather. And I think, boom, that just says it. It's probably the first thing someone might even ask for or mention when they're describing the car.
Absolutely. In working with these Mopar editions, which I know it's pretty hard. It's like asking which is your favorite child. But was there one of the projects that you enjoyed? I'm sure you enjoyed them all, but which one really kind of lit you up?
Oh, I think it was working so closely with the Chrysler designers on the Dart GTS interior, because that was really it's an all-new car. It's a very cool car. It's a tremendously important car for the Chrysler brand, for the Dodge brand. It's just, it's, you know, coming from a new vehicle development background, being in on that, so to speak, was just a lot of fun, which is not to diminish the fun that we had with the M12 or the Stinger, or the Mossy Oak trucks that we do and this kind of stuff with them, but all the Rams that we do with Chrysler, but it was just that was probably the one that was most interesting, because it was, again, just such an expressive design and a very expressive car.
It sounds like you're having a lot of fun with this new career that you have working with Catskin, coming over from being the chief designer for Mitsubishi for all those years.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun. You know, it's all about product development. It's all about, you know, taking some risks, bringing new things to the market. It's all about being innovative, and that's what I think we did very well at Mitsubishi for all those years, and I just want to take that same energy and those same successes and do the same thing with Catskin. And the great thing about Catskin is it's a company that has the capability to do it. They are they're talking the talk, but they're walking the walk at the same time. And, you know, I think these examples that we are talking about here from Mopar, and I guess, and if you go onto our website and check out the interior selector, you'll find the same examples of some pretty exciting things there that, you know, for, again, from a consumer side, you can really look at this stuff and just get excited about it. So for me, it's a lot of fun.
Definitely. Well, I know we're going to be working with you guys on a special project, so we'll get you back to we'll talk about that, and I owe you an appearance on my other show as well. Hopefully we can work that out for next weekend. But Dave, thank you so much for your time here today.
Oh, Bob, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to the next time.
Thank you so much. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World and this edition. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.